Hey guys, welcome back to the Don't Tell Squad podcast, episode 61, Train to be Hard to Kill. So in this episode, I'll go through my personal training philosophy and how it can help you thrive in your performance goals and life. So we're 2 weeks back up in Dublin now, recording this on Saturday, a bit late again, and yeah, I think I broke my toe. So, I suppose that's an update. Did the full training routine again, which was great. And then in jiu-jitsu on Thursday, it was funny actually. I'm meant to go like easy Tuesday, harder on Wednesday, lighter on Thursday, and ended up getting stuck in traffic. It took me about an hour and a half to get to the gym. So I actually missed the beginner class and was in there for the advanced class. And a friend was with me too, actually. So we both did like the harder rounds and stuff on the Thursday. And yeah, I think I have a bit of a shine on my eye there, actually. So a few harder rounds, I think that was a tough blue belt who gave that to me. But then hadn't gone against the black belt coach Andre in a while through the knee surgery and everything. So it's been, I don't know when it's been. Could have been like a year and a half or whatever. And then, you know, I was like, right, I need to pull it up to him here as best I can. Obviously, I got humbled, and whatever happened, once the adrenaline wore off after, I was like limping back to the change room. I was like, oh shit, I've never hurt my toes before. It was like, I think I broke my toe. And yeah, it's big fat toe, it's black and blue. You'll have seen the pictures on Instagram. So yeah, there you go. Look, these things happen when you're training hard. But even if it's sprained or broken, doesn't really matter. It's like 2 to 6 weeks recovery and you can't really do anything for it anyway. So if you can't do what you want, do what you can, like I'm always preaching. I was going to do cardio yesterday. Couldn't do that, obviously, because I'm limping around on the foot. And I'm going to do upper body today and another upper body session then on Monday. So I'm going to skip the legs and split my upper body into two different sections, upper push, upper pull, and keep training around it. And then for jiu-jitsu next week, I'll just do the drills. Could be doing the drills for a few weeks. We'll see how bad the toe is. But for today, train to be hard to kill. So I talked about this on the stories last week. And, you know, maybe once a month I'm bringing it up. This is my training philosophy. And I think you have to be a bit older and a bit wiser to be thinking deeper on why you actually train. Like when you're younger, you're playing sports, you're just doing it for fun, or yeah, you're skinny, like, geez, I wouldn't mind getting a bit bigger, getting a bit stronger, and you go to the gym, and it's all kind of surface-level stuff, which is normal. But as you get older, things can start to change, and the things that motivated you before won't be enough. And you might look, if you're interested in things like psychology and philosophy like I am, you'll be starting to think deeper in all areas of your life, like, why am I hanging out with these people? Why am I training like that? Why am I in this job? Why am I doing this? You start thinking of the deeper whys behind everything. And when I thought about my own training, this would have been years ago when I started taking it seriously, probably 5 or 6 years ago, this is what I landed on, training to be hard to kill. Now, I heard that phrase somewhere else, but it's what I thought too, so I'm using that kind of tagline. But basically what I mean by that is I love things like, you know, I got into the mobility, I love things like strength training, like cardio, martial arts, all of this. But when I really think about it, to me personally, they're all futile by themselves. They only actually mean something to me when they're combined together and I become a very capable person who is hard to kill. Like, I'll give you an example there. And it's kind of how my journey started, because of the chronic pains and injuries, I was forced to do mobility for a year. And like, I did nothing else and I just did the pure mobility for a year to go from the tin man all the way up to the front splits. People's journeys won't really be like this. Mine is very compartmentalized, where I'm like, this is a big issue. Get rid of everything else, laser focus on this, learn as much as I can, get the best coaches, get amazing results in this. And that's what I did for mobility, and then that switched to strength, etc. So it's been very compartmentalized, which I understand that won't happen for a lot of people. But why I'm saying that is, I've been the guy who has amazing mobility, but he's not strong, but he doesn't have great cardio, for example. So I've been in those kind of pockets where, oh, maybe great mobility, everything else is suffering a bit, or maybe great strength, other things are suffering. And yeah, it's just, look, I'll just put in the kind of harsher examples, like from the self-defense point of view. Like, if I have a family in 5 years' time and we're just walking down the street and someone robs my future wife's handbag and runs away. And then I'm benching 1.5 times my body weight, I'm squatting 2 times my body weight, etc. And then I can't even chase him down the street because my lungs are burning because I don't do any cardio. You know, it, like, it's just, I just started thinking deeper on these things. Like, why am I actually training? Like, what is the most important thing here? And that could be a situation with a friend either. These situations have happened too, which is why I talk about this. Like, I've stood in on the streets for loved ones, for strangers, about 8 to 10 times. So, like, I've had experience with these things. And, like, in those moments, again, most people won't have these moments, but I've been in those moments. And I won't talk in depth like I did on Instagram, but in one instance, I had to use everything. I had to use my mobility, I had to use my strength, I had to use my cardio, I had to use my martial arts. I had to use it all to be successful in the situation that I was faced where someone attacked my brother, basically. But I'm not going to go into it now. So, yeah, it really just showed me how it's in life. It only really matters when it's all together. And, like, I'm big on evolution, evolutionary biology and all this sort of stuff. And that's how it would have been before. Like, if you think in the hunter-gatherer days, someone couldn't just be, like, strong or be the mobility guy or whatever. You wouldn't survive. Like, you were forced to develop competencies in all these different areas. So, like, just through life experience, through the philosophy, through, as I'm saying, the kind of self-defense situations, I see the truth. You need it all. Okay, and look, you could say this is just, well, it is. It's just my view on it, but again, I would be filled with regret if some sort of self-defense situation was forced upon me in the future and I couldn't defend loved ones because of the way that I train. So that's where it's all kind of stemming from for me. And my experiences in life have kind of proved that to me. But because this is kind of the way that I live, I'm not saying it's the way that you should live. But then when you think about it even more, training this way, training to be hard to kill, it's actually what will put you to the elite levels in just performance. Like, let's say, forget the self-defense stuff and all that other stuff, you different kind of life philosophies than me. But just think of any sport. Like, I'll name the four areas, like I was saying. To be hard to kill, you need good mobility, strength, cardio, and then martial arts. Okay, so they're the four for me. Mobility, strength, cardio, martial arts. I want to be great across all of them rather than exceptional in one and poor in the other ones. Okay, so that's to me what training to be hard to kill is. But think of any sport. If you've better mobility, strength, cardio, you could nearly leave out the martial arts, but it would still help. You're going to be better. Like, that's how you're going to reach elite performance in those things. Like, even I take martial arts, which is what I do in jiu-jitsu. Like, I've done jiu-jitsu before at white belt. I had to give it up. That's what started my mobility journey, because so all the chronic pains, I couldn't even train because my mobility was so bad. So I've been that person. Immobile, skinny and weak, not great cardio, and absolute beginner in martial arts. And now, to skipping forward 6 years later, like, I'd have the best mobility in the gym. I'm one of the, I am probably the strongest in the gym relative to my body weight, or one of them. And then my cardio, probably one of the best in the gym. Not, let's say, jiu-jitsu cardio, because people who do it more will, but just kind of general preparation, like VO2 max. And then we're getting up there with the martial arts purple belt. So, like, I'm a different animal, you know, compared to before. And you'll just know that by doing it and seeing yourself before and seeing after. Like, it's, I'm such a better competitor now on the mats. Not that I compete, let's say, in actual competitions, but just with the guys that are there in the gym. So in terms of, like, performance, training to be hard to kill is what's made me the best jiu-jitsu practitioner that I've ever been. And you could put that in out into all different sports as well. If you have great mobility, strength, and cardio, you're going to be reaching the best levels in your sport that you can. So that's just for performance. But then, let's say, for quality of life, it's the same thing too. Like, mobility, strength, cardio. Like, it's literally been proven. I'm not the kind of guy who would be reading through all the papers, but I have the general stats on it, which I'd said a couple of months ago, of if you reach elite levels in strength, I think you have a 300% reduction in all-cause mortality at all points in your life. And elite levels in cardio, it's a 500% reduction in all-cause mortality in all points in your life. So if you're elite in strength and cardio, you're 8 times less likely to die from any disease at all points in your life. So, like, I'm aiming to live over 100. This is no joke. And I'm on the path to do that. Like, I've, from my elite cardio levels, The watch is telling me I'm 32 and that I've the heart of a 20-year-old. Very healthy heart. I've got the healthy body, working on the strength, working on the mobility, etc. So, like, in terms of longevity, training to be hard to kill as well, it's going to put you on that path. And I suppose I said strength and cardio, the mobility as well. If you're not working on your mobility and you're letting injuries stack up and getting chronic pain and stuff, yeah, once you get into your 30s, 40s, 50s and you're not able to tie your shoes and stuff, longevity is going to take a nosedive. So again, mobility, strength, cardio, it's going to be amazing for performance and also then for longevity. Like, even think as you're older, you know, going on hikes, playing with your kids, whatever it is, you need all those things, mobility, strength, cardio, to a degree. I'm not saying it has to be elite levels, but you need it to a degree. And then, yeah, we'll throw the martial arts in there again. That's just what I believe. If you want to be able to protect yourself, protect loved ones, you need some basic self-defense. Like, to me, I would have that just like we have maths and English and all these other things. You don't have to continue it as a career, but you should know some basic knowledge in it. And when I talked about some of these stories on Instagram, you know, I do understand the, you know, what was the kind of refutations that I get of, like, oh, it comes down to education, or like the best thing to do is run away and these type of things. Like, it's all in context. I nearly need a full episode. Yes, in certain situations, obviously, the best thing to do is run away. Someone comes up trying to rob something, they have a knife or gun. Yeah, take my wallet. Take my phone, it's worth €400, whatever. But I'm talking about these situations where someone is attacking your family or someone's attacking a loved one. What, are you going to run away? You know, so, like, there's just certain situations where you're not going to run. You're going to stand there and you're going to fight. And when that happens, when you're forced into these situations, I hope it doesn't happen, which people don't seem to get, as if I'm going around the streets like Batman. Like, I'm just giving some examples that have happened in my life. But when those situations happened, when you're forced to stand up for a loved one, which could potentially turn into a life or death situation, the quote from Tim Kennedy comes in here. If the situation happens in your life where you have to fight for it, the only thing that will determine the outcome is if you're prepared for this fight or not. That is it. And most people haven't prepared for it. So what's going to happen? I've prepared for it. So again, proverb from the past will answer this question for you. I'll tell you quickly here and this will give the answer. It was like a samurai training this young kid, and then the samurai keeps talking about peace. And that's all he's talking about is peace, but yet he's teaching this guy martial arts. And then he's asking, you know, the sensei of, like, I don't really understand, like, all you talk about is peace, but yet all you're teaching me is violence. And then the line there, the samurai says to him, it's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war. And that is it. So it's better to be proactive and not have to use it than you're forced to be reactive and now you're not prepared. So that's exactly the stance that I have on it. It's the same as I do with mobility. That's what I'm preaching to people. Get your physical freedom, do your little daily routines, brush the joints for 2 minutes a day, just like you do with your teeth. It's just being proactive. You know, so it's the exact same thing. I'm just teaching people to be proactive in ways that'll help you. Like with the mobility, yeah, do the mobility. Maybe you'll never get injured. Maybe you're the person that was fine anyway. Cool. You brush your teeth every day, like you're brushing your joints, you're keeping the body healthy in a proactive way, fine. Same with the martial arts. Train in martial arts, get to a certain level, hopefully you never have to use it, but now you're prepared, and it's going to teach you lots of other good things anyway, the self-defense, the confidence, all these other things that come with it. Yeah, so I think that's probably covered most of in terms of the philosophy. I'll drop down into those 4 points and just explain them in a small bit more detail and give you a bit of direction with them. Obviously you can DM me if any questions, but let's say the mobility, strength, cardio, and martial arts, like how I think of them. Mobility, it's basically range of motion. Okay, so the range of motion that you have in your body, and that depends on the goal. So as you'll see here, if you're kind of like, okay, yeah, I get what Mark's on about, I'm into that, I want to train to be hard to kill, where do I start? It's those 4 things. You look at your mobility, you look at your strength, you look at your cardio, and you look at your martial arts. And it all depends on your goal. So for example, mobility. Okay, mobility is range of motion. Maybe you're just a person that goes about their normal life. You just need some basic mobility. If you're someone who does some sport that requires a lot of range of motion, maybe let's say on the martial arts one, you're like, oh, I might try jiu-jitsu like Mark. You need a decent bit of mobility there. Okay, so like it really depends what it is that you want to do in your life. And it's the same with the next one with strength. Strength is your ability to produce and absorb force. Again, that depends on the goal. Do you want to go up to kind of powerlifting levels, or do you just want to be strong enough to lift things around the house? Same with cardio. The cardio is your ability to produce energy. So again, if it's running marathons, if it's just going for hikes with the family, if it's just being fit enough in case you had to run for 5 kilometers in a certain situation, there you go, you pick it. And same with the martial arts, ability to defend yourself and others. And again, there's lots of them. Like, I'm a big advocate of jiu-jitsu. I love it. I think it's amazing. I've been teaching a bit of it as well, but I've done things like kickboxing, done some Muay Thai, like any of them. You know, you could do any of them, but obviously my preferred one is jiu-jitsu. But look, you can try and make up your own mind on it. So there we go. And what else? Actually, one of my friends, I got my friend into jiu-jitsu. So I'm doing jiu-jitsu, 6 years or something like that. And yeah, it only took me 6 years to get a friend to come to class. And he came to, I think he did his third class there on Thursday with me. And he's on the fence. I think he's going to join. But look, that's it. I'm like, that's what I say to people. Do 3 jiu-jitsu classes and that's it. If you do them and you don't like it, you don't want to do it again, I'll never talk about it again. Like, that's literally what I say. But I'm like, look, come do the 3 of them. That's the only way you'll know. You won't know by reading or listening to me or whatever. Just go and do them. And yeah, he liked it, and he's actually, yeah, so we'll see. Again, there's no pressure from me. If he wants to join, which I think he is, he'll go for the first month and see from there. But yeah, it was funny because we both meant to do that beginner class on Thursday, but because I was late, he was late too with the traffic, there was some crash, we were doing the advanced class. And I suppose, you know, mine, I got the bit of a shiner. I think it broke me toe, but he had to go. Not had to, but he, like, instead of maybe doing 2 rounds in the beginner class, he did, I think, 6 rounds altogether. Which, you know, he was dying cardio-wise, and the guys are very nice when just, you know, pushing him a bit, but obviously going easy on him because he's just beginner. But yeah, he got a proper workout from jiu-jitsu, and it's just different to anything else. Just another person on you, like it. So yeah, no, it was great. He was a great experience, and he did very well. Like, didn't give up on it and kept pushing with it. But I will just say at the end as well, like, I think this and my toe and stuff, like, because he was asking me too, like, oh, is jiu-jitsu, will you get lots of injuries and stuff? And, like, I think it's nearly the same as other sports. Like, look, it you know, there's so many things that it depends on. Are you being smart about it? Are you going in there trying to kill people? You know, can you leave the ego at the door and just mainly learn techniques and stuff? Like, these things are a self-imposed thing. Like, I'm going against the black belt coach. I'm trying to put it up to him. We're going very hard and stuff. That's my decision, you know, and I just caught my toe in the mat or something. So, like, if you're going in as a beginner, these things aren't going to happen. You know, you go in, you're just learning and taking it easy. So I know I kind of joke about those things, but again, the injury rates are probably similar to Gaelic, to soccer, to whatever. You know, these people doing the ACLs and all this and other things. So, like, you know, I wouldn't think, oh, I'm not going to do jiu-jitsu because, oh, look, Mark has some, you know, gets injured. I've had such a history of injuries and chronic pain and stuff that doesn't help me here, you know, with the knee issues from soccer and all these things. So don't use me as the whatever, the kind of case study there. You know my story at this stage with all the chronic pain and injuries. So yeah, look, if you're interested in doing it, I'd say go for it. And if you want to DM me, I can get you the free trial class in Brazier, and I can meet you as well. I can do the first class with you, like, be your partner in it for the techniques and stuff. If you're a bit shy, I get that too. Had the social anxiety for a long time in my life. So yeah, that's it. Train to be hard to kill, my training philosophy. To finish up then, the 2 ways to work with me then. So we have the Physical Freedom Program. Okay, so we've got the membership option, which I started this year. That's the self-guided one, and the group call. And then we've the one-to-one coaching, obviously, which is the unlimited access. And basically, like, I train people to be hard to kill in that. The Physical Freedom Program, it starts with the mobility. It's same as the membership, same as one-to-one. So I start people with the mobility, education on the body, understanding how to look after your own body, because nobody has a clue, looking for all these fixes. But once they get over the chronic pain and injury, then I progress them onto strength and cardio, if they want. Like, if they just want the rehab and then they go off, that's fine. But a lot of clients, well, maybe like 50% of them continue on, and then I train them in strength and cardio. And then I get some of them even into martial arts as well. So as you see, I basically start people from just physical freedom, overcoming chronic pain injury, but I do bring a lot of clients through this, what I'm telling you here, being hard to kill. Because as I said, best thing for the longevity, also for the sports performance, and then to be able to protect themselves and others in the future. So check those out. The links are there. You know, there's a cheaper way to get into it, or obviously if you want to go for the one-to-one, that's the better option. Anything else? And yeah, follow and rate the podcast. Look, if you like the stuff here, if you listen this long, best way to support me, just subscribe. Is that the right word? Follow or subscribe on Spotify and rate. It takes 2 clicks. And if you're watching it on YouTube, you can do the same. Okay, so that's it. Don't settle, live true to yourself, and we'll talk to you next week.